They say if you ride long enough across the open plains of your mind, you'll eventually come across a place that don't exist on any map. It ain't a town, ain't a church, ain't even a memory, really. It's more like a whisper wrapped in a whiskey glass. A place where logic still gets served neat. Where truth hasn't been banned for offending someone's feelings. Welcome to the Saloon of Sanity. The wood here creaks like it remembers every footstep it's ever held. The candles burn slow, because in here, time don't rush. And seated at the table in the back, under a mounted jackalope and a map of a world no one seems to recognize anymore, sit the ghosts of common sense. I ain't talking spooks. I mean the real ones. The thinkers, the feelers, the too-sharp-to-die types. Fran Lebowitz is nursing something bitter, dressed like a Manhattanite made of sarcasm and smoked linen. Cormac McCarthy, silent, leathery, eyes like two empty train tunnels, carves a toothpick with a Bowie knife. Mark Twain's boots are kicked up, drink half gone, the other half writing a joke about the drink itself. And then, like a cold wind through the door, in walks Jordan B. Peterson, dragging logic behind him like a sacred relic through a carnival. Me? I'm just the narrator, the bartender of your imagination. I pour what you can handle, Fran starts. You know, it used to be people were annoying in person. Now they're annoying professionally. On platforms, Twain smirks. Back in my day, we called that snake oil. Now they call it influence. Cormac lights a match against his own boot. Says nothing. That's how you know he's thinking. Jordan leans in. Let's be clear. You are watching the decline of courage, disguised as compassion. The celebration of emotion over competence. And a bloated political system that now specializes in avoiding responsibility while pretending to serve justice. There's a pause. Outside, the wind howls like it's tired of being blamed for climate change. Fran grumbles, I'm not against saving the Earth. I just don't want to do it with a reusable straw and moral superiority. Twain adds, it's easier to fool a man than convince him he's been fooled. And right now, the whole world's being sold guilt at full retail. Cormac? He scribbles in his notebook. The road out of madness is paved with intentions no one had time to finish. Jordan adjusts his coat. Our governments fund absurd programs that cost billions and solve nothing except winning votes from people who refuse to read past headlines. That isn't governance. That's virtue laundering. I refill their glasses. Because you can't stop a storm, but you can sure sit with the men who predicted the rain. Now, let me take you outside for a moment. Picture this. A man is standing in the yard of his childhood home. He worked 20 years to buy it. Then another 10 convincing himself he'd be happy once the mortgage was gone. Now the house is paid. But his soul's still in collections. He built his prison, decorated it with productivity, even bought gold bars for the cell. That man might be you. Back inside the saloon, Fran says, "You know what we used to call people who thought for themselves? Adults." And Cormac nods for the first time. Twain sighs. We've traded wonder for warnings. Every damn thing is a crisis now. The weather, the meat, your lawn. We're so scared of dying we forgot how to live. Jordan speaks low. Western society is not oppressed. It is bored. And boredom breeds monsters dressed in progress. Then it happens. The lights dim. The saloon feels like it might vanish if we don't say this next part aloud. So I do. I say, what if the world isn't ending? What if the water's fine? The food's enough? The people? Not all evil, just noisy. What if the biggest lie we've been sold is that we are always one step away from ruin? What if the world is amazing, just not the marketed version? Not the filtered, panicked, monetized version that screams lack and crisis at every turn. What if all you needed was already in arm's reach? A kid who thinks your stories matter. A fire, a walk, a good steak, and better silence. Fran puts down her glass. Well, hell, maybe sanity isn't gone. Maybe it's just waiting for an invitation. And just like that, the saloon begins to fade back into myth. Back into the folds of your own good sense. But before it goes, Jordan clears his throat. Let this be the beginning of asking better questions, of remembering that policy should serve people, not headlines, of courage over coddling, and of a country like Canada that remembers its strength doesn't come from programs, but from its people. The ghosts tip their hats. I close the ledger behind the bar. As you ride out from the saloon of your mind, a sound follows you. Not applause, not thunder, but the soft whisper of clarity. And next time you find yourself scrolling for sanity, remember this place. It ain't on a map, but it's always open. And there's always a seat waiting for you.